Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I'm Steve Lawson, and thank you for joining us for Expositor Podcast. Today, I want to talk about my call to the ministry. As you're watching this, you may be giving thought to your life about, is God calling me to preach? Or perhaps you are preaching and you're giving second thoughts to, have I really been called to preach? Well, I'd like to just take a moment to be personal with you and to retrace some of those steps in my life as God called me to preach. Because I believe each one of us needs to know deep down in our heart and soul that God has laid his hand upon us and set us apart to preach the word. When I was in college, I first began to speak for the Lord. I first began to preach. I started a Young Life club in Lubbock, Texas. In fact, I started two Young Life clubs at two different high schools. And I was speaking once and twice a week. And then I would do the Bible study for them, which added another one or two times a week. I was the president of Fellowship of Christian Athletes for our football team, and that provided opportunities with churches on Sunday nights and banquets and things like that to preach, to speak. And I began to love it, and I began to think about doing more of that. There were different influences being brought on my life at that time that were, let's say, worldly influences to be someone in the world. So I went to law school because I thought that would be a path to success. And once I was there, I was miserable. And I continued to speak for the Lord and preach in various places. And my heart was just being torn in two. And through a different set of circumstances, I took a leave of absence from law school to work for a politician, then work for another politician. Ended up at First National Bank in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was there in Memphis, Tennessee, for the first time in my life, I heard a preacher preach the Bible, preach it strongly and accurately and passionately. That man was Adrian Rogers, and the church was Bellevue Baptist Church. And I remember the immediate impact it had upon my life. And for me, it so resonated that it was an incarnation before my eyes of what was brewing in my own heart to do. I just needed to see someone do that. And as he preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, he was just a champion of the Bible and a champion for the gospel. And my heart was just leaping out of my chest as I heard him preach so powerfully. And I remember in my mind thinking, as I would sit in the middle of the front row every time the church doors were open, I just wanted to be as close to the pulpit as I could be. I began to think, wow, what if he's sick? What if they need a preacher to be up there? And so in my mind, I'm rehearsing, what would I preach if suddenly they need a preacher in this moment? Well, he was never sick. But it was a part of God drawing me, even mentally and emotionally and spiritually, in this direction until it reached a point I just could not sit still any longer in this church. That I have to do what I see being done before my very eyes and before my heart. And I remember my parents were really on the other side of the country on a family vacation. There are no preachers in our church. In fact, I don't think I'd ever even spoken to a preacher. I remember setting up an appointment with Adrian Rogers and talking with him, and that cleared the air a little bit for me, but it was still a matter of me just soul searching and praying and pleading with God to make his way known to me until I came to really a breaking point. It was such a tug of war within me that really the things of this world began to grow strangely dim. And I had to preach. I would rather not even be alive than not preach. And I remember going to the president of the bank where I was working and submitting my resignation and him telling me how crazy I am to quit my job. But he didn't understand what God was doing inside of me. It was a holy compulsion. There was a building zeal. I was reaching a crisis point that I had to follow what I perceived to be the will of God for my life. I had a little Volkswagen Bug, one of those small Beetles. Everything I owned, I just tossed into the back seat. And I just headed off to seminary. As I recall, I don't know that I'd even applied. I just basically showed up, knowing the semester would start. I had to be taught and trained how to preach. And so I had just a few dollars in my pocket. I paid off my car loan before I left town. And I just headed off into the wild adventure of knowing that I was called by God, not knowing where this would take me, not knowing how this would work out, not knowing how God would provide for me, not having a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. I barely had a 5-minute plan. I just knew that I was to preach, and it was like a magnet that was drawing me to be trained in seminary so that I could, for the rest of my life, preach the Word of God. As you give thought to God's call upon your life, I wonder how you can identify with what I just shared from my life. Certainly, your circumstances would be completely different. And the different ways that God was working in your life. But nevertheless, He should have brought you to the same intersection, to have brought you to that same struggle, that same crisis where you had to burn your bridges behind you and step out by faith and to pursue the will of God in ministry. Well, if you're struggling with that right now, it's a matter of prayer, and God will make His path known to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps in your path. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. May God's leadership be made known in your life.